Ival FM for Somerset and West Dorset. Robbie Williams, rock DJ, and Nelly Furtado, Man Eater. I was listening to the live Nebworth CD that I've got of Robbie over the weekend. I was at the final night of that gig. Just made me remember how great an experience that was. It was so good. I listened to that Sunday afternoon. Made doing my ironing and my housework slightly easier. Despite yesterday and the boring bits I had to do, had a great weekend. Was down in Bournemouth on Friday night and most of Saturday afternoon. Want to talk to you about that later. Also, well, remember, got to say hello to the guys at Westonleigh BMW this afternoon. On the way next, it's a Monday, so we have got the return of the Lyrical Challenge. Can you work out the song in question from the lyric and the clues I'll give you? We'll kick that off next on the way after songs from Katie Tunstall and the Bluebells. Ival FM for Somerset and West Dorset. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. And Paolo Nutini, Last Request. Latest release from him, his brand new album, his debut album, in fact, The Streets, is out to buy today. Ival FM for Somerset and West Dorset. Kelly Clarkson, Because of You. And before that, The Monkees and Daydream Believer, this afternoon's Lyrical Challenge song. So the weekend, Friday night, I went off to Bournemouth. Then I went to a party Saturday afternoon, which I'll tell you about later. But Friday night was good. Stayed in a hotel in Bournemouth, went out for a few drinks, came back, and me and a mate stayed over there. We got back into the hotel reception in the early hours of Saturday. Bit of a late night, but, you know, don't get out much. That's my excuse. I thought I deserved it. And in the centre of the reception, all they've got is a little message that says, for the night porter, press zero. Like, we had to do that to get our key back. So my mate takes care of that. He's pressing zero. And, you know, he basically gets the guy on the other end of the phone and says, we'd like the room key, and he gave our number. And the guy goes, after some delay, goes, okay, no problem. I'll bring it to your room, and then put the phone down. So me and my mate both thought, well, that's a bit odd, because if you want the door key, you know, we thought, well, surely he'd give it to us in reception. But he didn't. So my mate went and waited by the door. I actually waited in the reception, and 10 minutes passed, and I'm thinking, come on, we just want the door key. I'm tired by this point, just want to get some sleep. And it's, you know, dragging on a bit. The guy comes downstairs about 10 minutes after we've been waiting there to reception, pushing a trolley full of cups, saucers, you name it, it's all on there. And I still think nothing of this. So I say, oh, you know, yeah, just want the key for whatever room. And gives me the key. No problem. Walk to the room. Still a bit confused about what the night porter was talking about. Get to sleep. I miss this because I sleep completely and utterly sparko. When I go to sleep, that's it. But about 10 minutes after we got into the room, there was a knock on the door. And it was the night porter trying to bring us a cup of tea, claiming we'd ordered the cup of tea. So when my mate's gone, can we have the room key for such and such room? This bloke's thought we said, can we have a cup of tea for such and such room? Surely, I don't know, how tea sounds like room key, I'm not sure. All very confusing and all very embarrassing. But happily, you know when you've had that thing at the hotel, when you go to check out, we're thinking, I hope they didn't charge us for that tea. We didn't order the tea, we didn't drink the tea, but you know, he did technically deliver it. It was just one of those fantastic moments of miscommunication. The two Ronnies would have been proud of that one. Ival FM for Somerset and West Dorset. Fleetwood Mac, Dreams, and Will Young, Who Am I? The winner, of course, of the first Pop Idol competition. I had some contenders who thought there was some Pop Idol, maybe stars of the future. Bournemouth on Friday night. I was queuing to get in a nightclub, me and my mate waiting to get in. Bit of a queue. And these two girls started singing behind us. And they were singing some Guns N' Roses, kind of sort of rocky stuff. And I've got to be honest, not very well. But the thing is, they made the mistake of asking me about their singing. You know, I'm minding my own business. I'm not getting involved until they sort of, you know, they say, oh, do you like our singing? It's Guns N' Roses. To which, quick as a flash, I couldn't help it. I said, well, to be honest, girls, the singing's more like Guns than Roses. It's horrendous. Ival FM for Somerset and West Dorset. Alanis Morissette, Thank You. And Christina Aguilera, her new song, Ain't No Other Man. Last night, Channel 4 was showing The Mean Machine, which is the Vinnie Jones kind of remake of an old American football story turned into English football. And the reason I watched it, I've seen it before on DVD. Someone I know was in Mean Machine. They played not one of the main roles, but one of the subsidiary roles. A guy called Billy Swear, former lightweight world champion boxer, who basically invited me to the premiere of that film. Unfortunately, he didn't give me enough notice. So at the last minute, the afternoon of the premiere of the film Mean Machine with Vinnie Jones in London, produced, may I remind you, by Guy Ritchie's production company. I get a call and I couldn't go. I was working that afternoon, couldn't get out of work, obviously. So had to miss the chance of going to what would have been my first ever proper film premiere. And not only was that bad enough in itself, because it was a Guy Ritchie film, Madonna did turn up at the film premiere. Billy, all my mates who went with him, got to meet Madonna, Guy Ritchie, obviously Vinny, and I was stuck at work, gutted. So I thought I'll watch Mean Machine again to bring back all those happy memories of when I missed that film premiere.